band room, EVP.
Dan Erickson, what did you learn from your class?
Talk to them like regular people. Like regular people. No jargon.
In some way, can you please, you know, just let us know that you're in here and that you would like to talk? Bunches of ways that you can do that. You can make a noise, you can say things. We have a lot of stuff with us that'll hear you if you talk.
Just me.
Just had a spike on my meter. Is there somebody with me trying to get a hold of, trying to get some attention over here? please don't be afraid of us. We're here just to talk with you. We're not here to hurt you in any way or try to scare you or anything. All we're here to do is talk with you.
And that spike just came on my screen and it's frozen.
Huh. Weird.
I can't even turn my phone off.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah, because this jumped up to like 6 milligrams. This is a millimeter, is what this is called. So all this is a measure of EMF and temperature. And it's like real time thing. This is a sad story actually. So the guy that came up with this as a paranormal research tool, his daughter passed away as a kid. And she was young, she died, and he was like grief stricken. So he tried to come up with equipment that he could use to talk to his daughter. And came up with this, it's called the metal meter. Because I think her name was Melanie or something like that. So he uses it to came up with it to interact with his dead daughter. It's like terribly sad, but it's not neat all the same time. We just got there today. Did you get your
phone? I just got it back up.
Yeah. I thought you were doing Facebook. Should we?
Yeah.
I don't have it. I don't even have Facebook on my phone.
Okay.
Here, I have a weird thing on my phone.
Okay.
If you...
I just don't know what I'm
thinking. Oh, wait a minute. We can move Sue on Facebook. But
that's fine.
Has hands a little help.
Put the leg on my phone. Should be able to see this. So what am I doing? So all you gotta do
you
is
just film everything.
Just at the bottom, press go live. There's a big blue button that says live. Start on the media. Yeah, just tell us whenever we're going. So.
William, if you're out there playing with our REM pod, why don't you come in here? We're really nice guys. Susan's a little temperamental, but we're typically good people. Don't have to be afraid of us. show me some numbers, and it'll let me know that you're hanging out with me. Why don't you come over here and you can touch it. There's just numerous ways for you to let us know that you want to talk. Oh, that would be cool. You could play music for us. That's what we haven't focused on, so why aren't we focusing on it? Music seems to be important in this part of the building. You play instruments. I used to be in a band. Sometimes I'm not really good at that, so I won't play a band. No, I did not play the tuba, but I did play the next one down, which is the trumpet. Against trumpet players, just saying that I would want proud.
Wonder if Mr. Schwartz has any specific tie to the Beaver Bobcats. Little group.
What's the name of the school mascot? Beaver Bobcats.
Bobcats. Bob.
Ball.
A Bobcat.
Bobs.
Beaver Bobs. The jazz band.
Oh, okay. Bobcats.
Is that what you were saying? The P.
Yes. Bobcats. Okay, yeah. Bobcats.
Like Bebop.
Wow, is that used anywhere?
Yeah, they're still around.
Oh,
they're
still around.
They make the money for the Schwartz Memorial Award.
No kidding. Yeah. So. That's good. Did not know that. Has this always been a music room? To your knowledge. I feel like somebody wants me in that auditorium for some reason.
We can move